In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Ladies
and gentlemen,
please, would you bring your attention to me? For a beast for your
eyes to see, an explosion of catastrophe.
Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
I took the train down when I was granted with the Marconi Award. Curtis.
Oh, that's right.
Train to New York.
Did they put you in first class at least?
Is there first class on a train?
Oh. Greg just points and says, silent.
I like to be close to the club car.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I'm just as fat as you. I got an eating disorder. So if I make fun of fat people, I'm not like making fun of you exactly.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Well, Greg, it's interesting you say that because Orlovsky has an interesting stat on Drake May.
A few moments later.
Orlovsky was a big Mac guy, obviously, but 39 minutes ago had a pretty good tweet of a stat for Drake May.
Yeah, I gave that stat in the last segment.
Oh.
I read the tweet.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shimey. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
You need a catchy storm name.
Black Friday, white stuff.
White Friday.
Ooh, well, that's called the Seaport.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of...
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
Divide. Are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill.
No.
Greg Hill.
No.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right. Everything okay, Courtney?
I don't know. I'm all tingly. I was scrolling as I do before the show starts and saw something that took my breath away.
What is it?
I didn't know Jaylen Brown was on the cover of Men's Health magazine.
Oh, I can see that from here.
Did not know that.
Oh. I mean,
Swole.
I
as
Well, good lighting.
All right.
I mean, it's very easy to do when you are paid to be in shape. You know what I mean?
That's imagine, not just being paid.
Wiggy, imagine what you and I would look like if it was our job to be in shape.
Oh, I mean, I've had a job where it was being in shape.
Let's be honest.
Some guys have a little genetically gifted a little bit better than
others.
Look at the veins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you imagine being on the cover of a magazine when you're earning $80 million to play basketball after just being named NBA Finals and Eastern Conference MVP with a headline that says Jaylen Brown versus the world?
Got a good life.
I don't think it's really the world against you, bud. I think you're doing pretty well.
I don't know. I think the world is against the Celtics right now.
Jaylen Brown was the Finals MVP.
And then got snubbed for the Olympics.
He gets snubbed.
Okay. He's not, Curtis is right. He's not concerned about how much the Thanksgiving dinner is going to cost. Like, he's not worried about whether he can heat the home.
Jaylen versus everyone.
He gives back.
He does. Yes.
Damn.
Yes, he does.
Well,
there you go.
Happy Friday.
I guess back in ways than
Jets.
I mean, can you try to remove that from your screensaver and get the news up there, please?
Yeah, so if you're listening on the airwaves and not able to watch on Twitch, I have retweeted it to help make your Friday a bit brighter.
Okay, good. Welcome to your show.
Good morning.
Pretty good football game last night.
Great football game.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what you call that.
Well, I mean, more competitive than I expected.
Yeah, I would agree.
I would say, and I am... Curtis, had you forecasted that snow last night? I missed that during your forecast.
Did it snow last night?
Yes, it did.
Man. Well, I was focused on the Browns Steelers forecast yesterday, but we're up to 11 inches for the Black Friday storm.
That's where it snowed.
Oh, that's where it snowed. Yeah.
Well, I know. That's right. Well, you said it was snowing around here. I don't know if it snowed overnight.
No, it was snowing Cleveland. The game.
Yeah, why would I forecast the Cleveland Browns snowstorm?
I was just kidding.
God in heaven.
Okay. Maybe we should restart.
It was a lot of snow. I'll tell you that. They were doing snow angels, having snowball fights.
Yeah, it definitely affected the game, you know. But
did it affect the game?
Well, I mean, in the sense, it always affects the passing game a little bit. It looked like it was cold out there. I was watching the... what's it, Carissa Thompson? Yeah. Is that what that show is? And they were talking about it was felt really, really cold. Yeah. And Cleveland, I played there before. Right on the water, that place gets brick.
You know who loves Cleveland?
Who's that?
Jameis Winston.
Oh,
that guy is fired up about being a Brown. Man, he rushed in for the first time 3 years. Yeah. He hasn't had a rushing touchdown in 3 years.
Jameis,
happy for him.
We are going to, I think, when we get to They Said It at around 7:20 this morning, we will discuss the latest motivational words to live by from Jameis Winston.
He's got some great ones.
Just outstanding.
He does. He absolutely does. He absolutely does. We have a lot coming on the show this morning, including our leads in about 15 minutes or thereabouts at 6:20 or 6:25. And then we will get to Jelani Tavai of the New England Patriots on a Patriots Friday at 7:15. They said it at 7:20. And the news with Courtney coming up at 7:30 or 7:45 on this morning show. And Pudge's Pals at 9 this morning, which also has you tingling.
I'm so excited.
I can tell. And good. You want to share? Well, we could share this particular Pudge's Pal a little bit later on for Twitch and YouTube, Curtis, if you want.
But getting it to Mitch as we speak.
Okay.
Absolute. I mean, no disrespect to our prior two contestants, but Frankie may be the cutest dog yet.
Yeah, Frankie.
Yeah, good looking pup.
Very cute.
Frankie will be in here at 9, hoping that one of you will take Frankie in just in time for the holidays.
Yeah.
So we will have Frankie in here with Buddy Dog of Sudbury at 9 on this morning show. And it's a Friday. Nick Kostos will join us at 9:20, and he will tell you how to wager this weekend along with the Parlay Playboy and the Parlay Princess.
And I have a college football lock parlay.
Wow, parlay.
All right. Yep.
All right.
Lock it up back-to-back, and I'm betting it. So don't you give me any crap, because I want to start making money.
I'll take that.
News this morning, not a lock. for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Robert Kraft. So,
it's going to be my lead.
We double lead.
Okay.
Are you guys both leading it?
Yeah. All right.
We don't have to talk about it now. We can talk about it. I mean, leads are 10 minutes away, so we can
your show.
We can talk about it. And how about your Boston Bruins?
Yep.
Coaching change, and you're on a heater, Shine.
You call that a heater?
I was expecting some sort of bump, I guess. Uh-huh. You didn't want to be, you couldn't figure it out under the old guy, so you got the new guy, and you're going to go out there, and
Utah's just as bad as us.
Bro, you were still 1-for-7 on the power play.
You did unlock Lindholm, though.
But they used the bumpers. I mean, Joe Sacco has them using the bumpers, so, uh-huh. Maybe it was the goaltender. You made a change when it came to the goaltender. I don't know what the deal is with Jeremy Swayman. There were players in that locker room yesterday that were laughing hysterically about the suggestion that they're not getting along, and so maybe that's not it. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe they're not mad that Jeremy Swayman got paid.
I didn't buy that one from jump that they were mad at him. I just think that we talked about it, you know, at length. For whatever reason, they just weren't playing hard enough or focused enough with Montgomery as coach. And I don't know if that's going to change Sacco, but it's just like...
Okay, but they were playing hard and focused with Montgomery as coach the prior two seasons.
Yes.
But
then the playoffs hit, and you get bounced in the playoffs 2 years in a row, and you probably start to question, players probably start to question his approach on how he's doing things.
Okay.
Because remember, the regular season is one thing.
I guess I could buy that, so... First time around, it was the confusion over the goalie rotation.
Mm-hmm. What was the confusion the second time?
Didn't he jumble the lines up, or was that still the?
Yeah, because they weren't scoring,
and then we didn't know who the goalie was the second go around. Remember,
prior season, some felt he had made a mistake by letting Patrice Bergeron play that last go round in Montreal.
Yeah, this wasn't a coach thing. I would wager they're gonna start losing again any minute now. I have zero doubt in my mind. So, this team is going to implode.
So that dramatic 1-0 win over the NHL expansion team doesn't show you that things are different over there, Sean?
Who are not good. Utah is not good, and they were at the TD Garden. Like, they should have won that game.
Yeah,
they're probably going to lose to the Red Wings tomorrow, is even more embarrassing.
So if it's not a coach thing, does that mean then they become big sellers, the Bruins, at the trade deadline? Is it a player thing?
I mean, I don't think, based on what Don Sweeney said the other day, I don't think he's going to wait until the trade deadline. Like, if things don't turn around, I mean, the man is cracking the whip. If things don't turn around quickly, then he said they will make the roster changes that they need to make.
And he makes it seem like they'll be buyers more than they'll be sellers.
Yeah, I don't know what they're buying with.
Me either.
I'm not sure that I would guess that Jeremy Jacobs would hand them some sort of a gift card or something as opposed to actual cash. But I don't know. It's an odd situation because nobody gives you an actual explanation for why they were not playing. They just tell you that they lost it. So I don't know what it was. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they lost it.
They're a couple wins away from the Globe getting a really spicy story about Monty.
Yeah.
The second they turn this around a little bit will be the organization's attempt to sully the name.
You're probably right about that because those whispers are whispering.
Yes.
So, which would not be a nice thing. Curtis.
No. I just think karma's undefeated in that realm.
What do you mean?
Like if you just let well enough be. You know, you got rid of him.
Yeah.
You're moving forward.
I agree with you.
Like, I think, you know, as much as Cassidy could have dunked on the Bruins, like, we got him on that one day when he came back, and he didn't have to say it. He did it. Like, he left and he won a cup. If the Bruins win without Monty, they don't need to sully the guy's name. You know, you'll either win or lose. But I think if you try and go after people, the Red Sox ownership group, despite winning a couple more titles, still has people that have anger about the way they treated Francona when he left town. I mean, I just think that that stuff leaves a mark.
Well, I hope that that doesn't happen because it's not necessary.
It's not nice.
All right.
Leave it on the ice. Leave it on the court. Leave it on the field.
I agree with you,
Wiggy. Leave it on the diamond.
In my case, leave it on the dining room table or with the upcoming holiday on the buffet table. That's how I feel about
Big
it.
Big night out with Ken. Big night out with Ken. Do you guys get some dinner?
Yes. Last night was the Mass Association of Broadcasters and their annual awards gala, and our guy, Joe Castiglione, after 42 years in this business, was named the Broadcaster of the Year.
He got it!
That was Ken when he got it.
Well-deserved honor for Joe Castiglione.
Oh, good seats for you, huh?
Can you believe this?
Was Fleming not there?
Yeah, they put Greg front row.
Will Fleming was not there. Oh. I was seated with Joe's family, who are all very, very nice. And the man deserves the accolades. I was honestly pissed because they do about somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 awards prior to the Broadcaster of the Year. And Curtis did not win Meteorologist of the Year on radio or on television.
You talk about a grinder.
Well, I am a plagiarist.
Some absolute nerd from Channel 22, which must be in Springfield or something, won the Meteorologist of the Year, and I stood up and screamed, "No!"
Right.
It was not right.
I got a picture from Ken at the after party with him. I was like, "God, you know, stop rubbing it in."
Give you something to strive for next year.
Yep. Yeah,
and Ken lost out on a BM of the Year. I saw
that happens to all of us.
Also, can I ask? No disrespect to the Mass Association of Broadcasters. But who serves a plated dinner without a salad? It was just the plated chicken. Like, do you not offer people a little, some kind of a mass-produced, you know,
salad? I always thought it was salad, your dinner, and then some type of dessert.
Maybe some dinner rolls that are available.
Yeah. No rolls either? No rolls either?
No, they did the rolls, but there was nothing.
Thank God.
I went with our old guy, Joe C., not this Joe C. I kid you not, he had 12 rolls.
Nibble, nibble, nibble.
We were just sitting there together, and they didn't bring out other food for like an hour. We were just rolling it up, but I'm sorry you had to go to that, but congratulations to Joe Castiglione.
Ken did accept some sort of an award on behalf of the radio station.
All right. Well, good for him.
But I don't remember what it was.
Oh, he posted an Instagram.
Did he post it?
Yeah, let me just pull that right up.
Did he give a little speech? Or did he go up and talk? Or was it one of like those when they go to the Grammys and they give the awards like during the commercials when nobody noticed?
I think he won for most bacteria-free office in the radio industry.
Do you want it?
Did he post what it was?
No, he only posted the play-by-play.
I saw that Mix 104.1 won a big award, so I don't know, but Ken doesn't work for them.
Oh, that's what he won. He accepted the sports play-by-play award.
Oh, good for Ken.
On behalf of the radio station.
All right.
Okay. But I don't know. I guess he's the brand manager, so he should do that.
He's the boss.
He should do that. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Ken.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely. All right. If you want to be on this morning, call 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. And to get us started this morning, here is Courtney with what is trending this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins beat Utah 1-0 at the TD Garden. The sole goal came in the second period with Hampus Lindholm getting the game winner. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 21 saves in the shutout. So Joe Sacco gets his first win as head coach. Here's what he had to say.
Quick interjection before we get to Joe Sacco. I believe it was Elias Lindholm, correct?
Oh, sorry. Yes. That's my mistake. Elias. I always screw that up because I'm so used to Hampus.
Wouldn't have been extraordinary the other way with the broken kneecap.
With the fractured kneecap, I know. Yeah. Would have been pretty impressive.
No. I would have paid to see that.
Yep.
Well, it was extraordinary because now he's on pace for like 12 goals for the season.
Yes.
Nobody really got to him.
He's another guy who's going to turn it around with a coaching change.
Yeah, I mean,
that's coming.
We've just talked about Hampus for so long. Yeah. We haven't talked about Elias that much.
Yes.
My apologies. Here, Sacco.
Feels pretty good. I'm not going to lie to you, obviously. I think that to get our guys to get a win, too, was even more important to feel better about themselves. And I think how we went about the game tonight was a business-like approach. I thought that, you know, we had a couple of individuals that really brought some energy to our group tonight to lift the bench at certain moments during the game. And just a good effort all around from our guys. They really dug in. You know, we got obviously some timely saves from Corpy when we needed them, especially towards the end there. But a good effort from our group tonight. And we were looking for that. We were looking for the passion and the emotion in our club. And we saw some of that here tonight.
Okay, fresh start.
Yep.
Gonna roll off a good 12, 14 wins in a row here.
Corpy to the moon, baby.
The Browns beat the Steelers in Thursday Night Football. A great game. Final score 24-19 in the snow. Jameis Winston threw an interception with Pitt up 19-18 with under 5 to go, but Pitt couldn't do anything with that. So the Browns rush it in with under a minute to go to win it. And it's a Patriots Friday. We'll have Jelani Tavai on the show this morning to talk all things Pats Dolphins, who kick off at 1 on Sunday in Miami. And the Celtics have the Wizards on the road tonight for another NBA Cup game. Tip is at 7. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. And if you're on Twitch or YouTube, a quick introduction to Frankie, who will be in studio at 9.
All right.
I mean,
that dog ain't going to last long.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
Arguably the cutest little muffin that we have had so far when it comes to budget.
Oh.
I cannot wait.
Look at Frankie.
I hope he lets me hold him.
Oh, Frankie. All right.
So you'll be able to see Frankie at 9. 42 degrees in Boston, afternoon high of 50. And just a heads up, Greg. Friday, Black Friday, we're looking at about 4 to 5 inches of snow.
Is it accurate that there is some snow this morning in the listening region in Connecticut?
Yeah, you're looking like the Nutmeg State's going to get a dusting potentially.
Okay, so they got snow overnight in Connecticut.
I mean, global warming has officially ended.
Yeah, it is.
R.I.P.
It's coming. Can't do anything to stop it.
Nope. It's in the Channel 4 had their predictions for the winter season.
Yeah.
I suggest between now and Wednesday, Reiner and I give our predictions live for the winter snow totals.
I love dueling weather smokes. We should add a third weather smoke to the dueling weather smoke competition.
Perfect.
Like Shiri Spear or somebody like that.
Or someone who would be the smartest on TV, Frankie, at 9, could give his predictions.
Yes. All right. Our leads coming up next. Well, last night.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When trying to get home at a reasonable hour after the Mass Association of Broadcasters Gala, Curtis, I could not go from on the Pike from Newton
where the tolls used to be to the Prue Tunnel in under 45 minutes. And I don't understand why at 9:47 p.m. or any other time of the day or evening or day of the week or month or year that you cannot move around in this city in a reasonable amount of time anymore. I don't know if it's the rain. Like people always say, well, everybody forgets how to drive in the rain.
They
like,
do.
Maybe they do.
Half rain and it's half construction.
Well, there's construction
everywhere.
There was construction last night to put it down to two lanes. But the whole entire thing is a cluster F.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't want to blame it only on bike lanes. It probably has something to do also with like the Ubers and the rideshare things because there's no place for the Uber and the rideshare people to park to wait for their person or to drop the food off. So they park right in the middle of the freaking traffic lane.
But that shouldn't affect then, where you were. Like,
well,
you're
that
on a
was,
highway.
There was like, it went down from one to two lanes.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what causes it, whether it's construction or the reduction of lanes to put in a bike lane. We have reduced the number of lanes for people to drive on, and we have increased the number of cars. I'm not great at math.
Yeah.
But that increases traffic. And I don't know, I think it was Mayor Walsh before he left, where there was a conversation about limiting the number of ride shares.
Why don't
we start there?
Ooh, I don't really want to get rid of that. I think that that could affect the people that use ride shares so often.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's
but
time
you could
for...
still get one and we just have to wait an extra 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like that. I think it's time that Ken just pay up and get you a helicopter.
I would be in favor of that.
We have more bike lanes than Copenhagen now. I mean,
what does that have to do with anything?
Well, I'll tell you, Mayor Walsh, when you limit the number of lanes you can drive in, it increases traffic.
Did you see that the city of Boston finally had to release their estimate on how much they have spent on bike lanes since the 2022 initiative to make this a greener city?
Can I take a guess?
Yeah.
How much does a bike lane cost? Like you just have to paint a few lines.
You would think that you just have to. Think you just have to paint a few lines.
Yeah.
So you would think since 2022, it might be $500. $500,000.
I'm gonna go with $100 million.
Okay.
No.
It's not showing.
$2.5 million they have spent on bike lanes.
What?
I don't know.
You got those. You got those like reflection pole things that separate the bike lanes.
How much will one
lanes?
Of those set you back?
I don't know. Depends on where you get it.
$2 million? Are you kidding?
I didn't know it was $2 million.
Also, since we're all here and it's a Friday, so you know we'll get into sports at some time. I do want to have a bit of a family meeting because in the news today, as I'm writing, we are going to get to Christmas trees and maybe a shortage.
Oh.
And you have banned fake trees. And
I banned the fake tree in the studio.
Yes. And we have no plan. And we need to make a plan to get the tree because it'll be 3 weeks after Thanksgiving when it's Christmas time. We need the tree now. And I think that if we wait any longer, it's going to be like me lugging a tree on my back with like sap dripping down my body.
Oh.
So we're all here. Shime goes to London next week.
We could go and get one today if you want. I don't know if you're
What's
available.
The forecast? I'm available. I'm looking at two, but
you need a new outfit for it or
I mean I would like to dress for the occasion.
Okay.
Yes.
We're looking good today actually. Very partly cloudy skies. 50 degrees is the high.
Do they have like a tree place around here where you
I don't know cuz I used I got fake.
There is one in the Seaport.
Oh.
Christmas trees for me.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I think that's what it's called.
Okay. The Seaport District, which is almost all white, no African Americans there at all.
They call it Christmas?
They do, yes.
Let's get there before they shut down.
Oh, Curtis, we're back. You can do all those kinds of things now.
Oh, good.
Don't worry about it.
America.
My Christmas card does say happy holidays this year.
Really?
I went with the happy holidays.
You did?
Yeah.
They got you.
Well, we send a lot to our friends that do not celebrate Christmas. So
your friends know that you celebrate Christmas.
I know, but I wanted to be inclusive.
I think it's fine if that's the way you do it. I mean,
isn't it for the kids? So what do they if they don't celebrate Christmas? I'm asking.
Well, they're Jewish.
Like
So they celebrate
that's
Hanukkah.
That's Hanukkah, but that's their Christmas version, right?
Right, but that you
they
wouldn't
get gifts
say
and stuff?
They, yeah, seven
oh, okay.
days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
See, the thing with the Christmas tree for me people, and this was well documented, I believe, last year because I took some ridicule over it. They will come in, set the whole thing up.
So we just have to go choose.
We would just have to pick a tree,
oh,
and then they would come and do the whole thing for us.
Oh.
If Ken would allow that, budget-wise.
I am available today to go choose a tree.
I will be there after I get James. Well, he can pick it out.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
All right, let's do that, Curtis.
Okay.
Let's let James pick the tree out.
Would that be all right?
Yeah.
That's how kids usually pick the trees out.
Are you available?
No, unfortunately, I am getting on the big bird after this and flying down to the ATL, Shouty.
Oh.
Yeah. Georgia.
Did you say Shorty?
That's what they say down there.
I am flying to the ATL, Shorty.
No, Shouty. That's what they say down
there. KODs tonight?
No, that KODs is not in Atlanta.
Oh.
Magic City?
That is Magic City. KODs.
In Miami.
Yeah, but I no longer exist. Now it's the booty trap.
Oh.
I am flying to the ATL, Shorty.
Shouty. When you're down in the A, you got to speak like the ATLians.
Yes. Right.
So they understand you.
It worked for Kamala.
Yeah, so we big game on Saturday, Bulldogs versus the Minutemen.
Sideline passes?
Sideline passes.
Secured.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to the, Kirby and them for hooking me up. Sideline,
nice.
Little tailgate.
I love it. I am flying to the ATL, Shorty.
Yes. Shorty. What exactly? You're flying to the ATL, also known as Atlanta, Shorty.
Greg, Wiggy, have you been to the aquarium? It is spectacular.
I am flying to the ATL, Shorty.
It is weird that Atlanta's aquarium is much better than ours.
Atlanta's is massive.
Oh, that was awesome.
Well, now, this may be bad on my part because in the Twitch chat, Patriot 1012 says, Greg, nobody wants to hang out with coworkers after work.
Oh, that's not true.
I mean, maybe I'm overstepping the boundaries here.
I mean, it depends if you like your coworkers, yes. But sometimes, I mean, based on what's going on in the Bruins locker room, maybe some of those guys need to be hanging out.
You mean they're not going and picking a tree out with Jeremy Swayman?
Oh, I would have picked a tree out with my former coworkers.
Well, I guess we went over that yesterday. Yeah.
I am perfectly, I love hanging out with you guys, and I enjoy picking out trees.
Right.
So James gets final say, but I think that would be a fun little thing. Is it near Snowport?
It's right. Yes, it's right next to Snowport.
Because I want to go to Snowport today
as
well.
You want to go to Snowport?
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been yet.
They have some sort of a cookie that is available in Snowport that people are raving about.
Oh.
Some are calling it the greatest cookie ever created in the history of cookies.
Wow.
Yes.
We'll have to go try.
Bring your own macadamia nut.
Also, I will say that there's no family loyalty whatsoever left in this world because my lovely daughter, Julia Hill, was listening to the radio show the other day, and I did the lead about Courtney being a narcissist because she put her tree up early.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately afterwards, Julia sends me this giant piece from Science on the fact that people who put their trees up earlier mentally are in a much happier state of mind than those who wait to put their trees up after Thanksgiving.
She sent it to me as well.
She did?
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
she said, cool. Maybe Gregory is wrong. Said
maybe.
Question.
So zero, aren't you supposed to, you always side with the family.
I think Julia and I are on the same page when it comes to a lot of things in life. So
depends on the family member, Greg. Let's be honest.
Gals supporting gals.
Don't always side on with our family. Courtney, with your tree, or Greg, with your tree, are you all white lights or are you a colored light?
I don't care.
Doesn't matter?
People are very, very strict in the amount of tinsel that they use and the kind of tinsel that
people
they use.
People still use tinsel?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't because it's bad for dogs, but I would love to use tinsel. We are white lights, but we are not like one color for ornaments. You know, ornaments are fun. They're supposed to tell a story about your life.
No, I'm talking about the lights, though.
Yeah, my lights are all white.
But the ornaments light up.
Oh, dear.
A lot of people are all, like, in the Twitch chat and on the text line, they agree. I guess that must be a trend or something, is the all white thing. So all white lights, all white ornaments.
Yeah,
I love all white lights.
I've seen all white
Christmas
trees.
Is that like that's your thing?
I just think it looks nicer, especially like when you have the rooms like nice and dark and the only thing on is the tree. I think the white lights look nicer.
Okay.
and you're bound and gagged in the corner waiting for somebody to
different area
your,
of the house,
waiting
Greg.
For somebody to bite your nipple.
Oh my God. Hey, Greg, do they sell anything other than white lights in the Seaport, or are those?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Well, Courtney, when she goes to Snowport, she can enjoy a $35 cup of hot chocolate.
Oh, I would love that.
That will be
maybe Ken's treat.
About 4 years ago, this place had chocolate, and they said you buy three, you get a deal. And I have not done like an actual spit take in my life, other than when I checked out, and it was like just three bars of candy, and it was $42. And that was the deal.
I really want to go, not even just for the food. There's a woman who keeps popping up on my TikTok who has these canvas tote bags, mm-hmm. and she draws on them individually, and she has one that's like a little spicy margarita and one that's a dirty martini. I think that's a really cute gift to get people.
Oh, okay.
So I want to go get that.
Yeah, I mean, don't forget, you can also sample. They have the giant cheese wheel,
yes.
and then they have the bread. Giant hunk of bread dipped in cheese that's come from the wheel.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
That you can consume. So
it is a cool place. It's bumper to bumper people. You know, it gets
because
it's not overly big. You know what I mean? So you're trying to jam.
I think it's
all
worth
those people.
I think it's worth going to if you can. Certainly, if you can go during the week,
yeah.
it's worth going to. It's hard to go on the weekend unless you're going to get there really early. I mean, by the time, like, if I go out by 11 o'clock on Saturday, there's 1,000 people in line.
Yeah. Well, they have a fast pass now.
Yeah, that you can buy.
Yeah, that you can buy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What is this, Disney World?
It's like you can bump yourself up for a mere $12 or whatever.
Well, there's a couple different exits. You just walk in like you know somebody.
Or you can just come to the Jingle All the Way 5K on Saturday, December 7th, and enjoy the spirit of Seaport Christmas with us at the Jingle All the Way 5K. We are nearly double the signups from where we were at this point last year.
We are
over 1,000 of you will be running with me and with Shime.
Yes, sir.
In this year's annual Jingle All the Way 5K in the Seaport to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. So please sign up.
Just did a crisp 2.5 yesterday, so I'm ready to go.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Right before I hopped on with Fitzy last night.
Wear your calf sleeves, Greg.
Compression. I know. I got that Achilles tape.
I'm gonna go
with the Kinesis tape.
All right.
Okay.
Get older, man, you don't want that Achilles popping. That's the last thing you want.
Okay.
Also, Greg Hill Foundation Seaport Christmas Jingle All the Way 5K sweatshirt merch. Limited time, selling like hotcakes. So if you want one of those, I would advise getting one now. We made a limited amount of them. I showed them on the show the other day.
Best quality that you've ever done.
On my Instagram. I think it's the best merch.
Yeah, it's the best shirt, too.
It's the best merch item I think we've ever done because of the fabric inlay.
Mm-hmm. But I like the elbow patch.
You like the elbow patch?
Yeah, it's like a classic old school hockey shirt. Remember those?
It's legit.
Yeah, I like
that sweatshirt. So they will be gone, and then you will be complaining to me, and we're not making any more. And so go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org and the merch store and get one of those babies. They are arriving, I think, next week or the week. When's December 1st? Week after?
There they go. Right
yes.
There.
That would be the Monday of the week we return to work.
There's that baby. And he can also, if you have a dog like Courtney and Harry and Bullet and Henry, then you can get the limited edition dog bandana for your Fido when you go there.
You can go to our website online, our online store.
Our online store.
Don't we have one?
We don't have. WEI doesn't
have
one.
Be a great idea for
that. Yeah. That's a great idea.
Why would we want to have more money around
that's
here?
That's a great idea.
Website
the
store.
Link is in Greg's bio. Yeah. I am going to teach you how to put the link on your story so people can just click right there.
Can you do that?
Yeah. Somebody showed me how to do that. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
I thought you couldn't do that.
Oh, yes. No. Yeah.
Oh, you can? Okay.
Yeah. I'll teach you.
All right. We are going to take a break, but we are going to get to this morning's leads coming up next. Sean, you must be trying to stump me on a Friday.
Yeah, of course.
Sounds a little bit to me like Chuck Berry.
Nope.
Wow.
What decade is it?
Is it
the 60s?
I believe so, yes.
White Lightning, is that what it's called?
Give me initials on the artist.
Oh, Johnny B. Goode. What's the guy's name?
Chuck Berry. I just said that. Initials?
Is that what it is?
What? G.J.
G.J. George Jones?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Oh, all right. Oh, let that breathe for a minute. Let it breathe.
Oh, Bobby White called his brew. White lightning instead of Mountain Dew. I took a little sip and right away I knew as my eyes bulged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing.
Pretty good. I like it.
What is it about soda?
White Lightning, no, it's probably about...
Slang for moonshine.
Moonshine,
oh, okay.
Yeah, back in...
That's Pope. Actually how Mountain Dew got its name, also slang for moonshine, and it eventually became a soda. That's why you probably got confused when he said Mountain Dew.
No, yeah, that's why I was listening.
The facts inside your head are just fascinating.
Well, Shime knows a lot of... He knows a lot
useless about, information.
He knows a little about a lot.
Yes, that's a great way to put it.
I would say yes. Shime, good morning, your lead.
Good morning, Greg. Well, if there's one thing I do know a lot about, it's good quarterback play. And I got to tell you, my guy Drake May... Some of the best in the league. There is a gentleman by the name of Joe A. He collects analytic data from across the NFL. Oof. He compiled it all and had a computer basically spit out who's playing the best at the position of quarterback in the entire NFL this year. And although he notes smaller sample size than the rest, however, Drake May currently sits at the number one spot in position play.
Wow. Shorter sample size, as you said.
Correct. And he even states that he believes that when the sample sizes kind of play themselves out the rest of the season, May will probably fall down to around the 3-4 range, which even still is amazing.
It's impressive.
Like, it's just, you look at it, I mean, his accuracy is in the 80th percentile. Accuracy rate is as high as just about anybody. Positive play rate is second only to Justin Herbert. Like, this is a guy who has been having a ton of success, and people can throw the interceptions at you like this is some huge problem. It's not. Wiggy, your old coach, Mike Tice, his son Nate now does NFL evaluations for Yahoo, and Nate has even said, like, this is what great quarterbacks do. Is they test themselves, especially earlier in their career. You look at a guy like John Elway, he threw a decent amount of interceptions. Peyton Manning, his rookie year, threw a ton. They're learning a lot in this process, and he's playing great at the position on top of that. So, this is just, it's the most encouraging thing you could possibly ask for out of a young quarterback.
You have legit found your franchise.
Yes, without a question.
You have the guy.
Right. Yep, there's no... People can stand on rooftops and attempt to yell down at you saying that he's bad, like I did with Mac Jones. But in this case, like, every statistical analysis, every person who, every nerd like myself who watches tape will tell you this kid is a stud.
All right, Shime, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
What do you guys think about Robert Kraft? I'm just kidding. I know the athletes. This is not in any way. It's a big day for Courtney. Wicked. This has nothing to do with your favorite artist, okay? However, Jason Kelsey's getting a late night show, and it's going to be awful.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know what there is there. Like, his thing on Amazon about his family I thought was really well done. He's got a really cool wife. He seems like a good dad. Like, not personal. He's just overexposed. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand. They call it Late Night with Jason Kelsey. It's going to be a one-hour weekly show. And
what platform is it on?
ESPN.
Okay. I think that's going to be pretty good.
So is it like a...
He's not trying to venture out of, like, the sports world. I think if they have a spot to fill for an hour at night...
I agree with Curtis. We don't need more Kelsey. We need less Kelsey.
Yep.
So is he like a Jay Leno type of just hosting, interviewing different sports people? Is that what it's going to be
he
like?
He said, I love late night shows. I've always loved them. I remember sleepovers watching Conan O'Brien with my friends.
Okay,
that sounds boring.
Yeah,
going to have a bunch of guys up there, legends of the game, coaches, celebrities, all that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I bet
it's going to be like what's the name of Julian Edelman's podcast, Games with Names?
Yeah.
I bet it's going to be like that
feel, and
I love that podcast. So yeah.
I would watch it if that a-hole that confronted him is his first guest and he just punches him in the face.
Well, every time they go to the phones, they should have that guy bring the collar on. That would be the way to do
it. Just put him in a dunk tank every night.
And it's on ESPN. See, that's a good idea, though, Curtis. Like, if you brought that guy in.
Oh, I'm in.
Had it, like, where we're getting a little bit, it's at ESPN, it's late night, we're getting a little bit edgy. But then they try that with Pat McAfee a while ago.
They already have a podcast, the two of them.
We could always use another.
Are there enough people to consume all the content that is... Also, Netflix is now claiming that 100 million people watch the fight.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that possible? There's only
worldwide.
I mean, they can claim whatever they want.
I know. That's why it's ludicrous. Like,
well, we used to go to Atlanta.
There's no. It's not like Nielsen is rating them.
They could. So if Netflix really wanted people to understand in the same, you know, using the same grading system, they could have Nielsen do their rating.
They could, but they don't want to.
Because they know it's not nearly what they're saying.
There's no way 100 million people, nearly half of the population of the United States of America, was up at 11:30 on a Saturday night watching a fight between Mike Tyson
there
and Jake
were,
Paul.
Greg. I don't know the exact number, but I bet you it was up there.
Yeah.
It
was Greg, not 100 million people. Everybody, you know how many people that is? 100 million?
Think about how many people have Netflix.
Yeah.
Everybody has Netflix. So it wasn't like it was a $60 pay-per-view fight that you had to go purchase. Even if you purchased Netflix for the $15
It was like if you were up and you have Netflix, you're putting it on.
Right. And then what it's like. Yeah. Even
and there were probably people like me who fell asleep with it on, and so it was just kind of on in the background, and
they
got credit for it.
Wasn't it like when you think about that world of just like Netflix, it was probably
I thought it was weird that you were at home wearing the same assless outfit that Mike Tyson was wearing. Okay. I thought that was very, very strange. Shot.
He actually borrowed that from me.
You dress for the occasion.
All right, we got to take a break, but we will get to the rest of today's leads next. It's a Patriots Friday. Jelani Tavai coming up at 7:15 on this morning's show.